Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, welcome everybody.
Welcome.
And I want to make an observation that I don't think has ever been made before regarding people who are disabled and the elderly and so forth. We all know that the government gives us money every month, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know, this government is slick. They figure things out. They have everything figured out.
Oh yeah.
They don't just do something and walk
That's
away.
Right.
You know? So they give us this money, but they don't give us the money because they care about us. They give us the money as an element of control.
Oh, I agree with that.
To use that money as control. Now, one of the biggest examples of that is if you're disabled and you live long enough, they're not going to give you enough hours to stay in your own home. They're going to shove you into a nursing home.
Yep.
So, and then you've got to pay the nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, you get, $50 a week?
Something like that, yeah.
$50 a month.
Not a week. No, that's a month, Frank, from the nursing home. Whoop-dee, what can you do with that?
So, right there, I mean, and that's only one thing. Right there, it shows you they're not giving Social Security and SSI and all that because they care about the person. They're using it as a measure of control. Now, nobody should have the right to do that.
That's true.
Because that's a form of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to control somebody with the money. In other words, to say to somebody, well, unless you do this, A, B, and C, we're gonna take your money away.
That's right.
It's really a horrible way to treat people when you get down to it, and the government that doesn't protect us.
Mm.
I mean, you can see that all over the place. It doesn't protect us.
Oh yeah, it's
true. They owe us.
More
they
than
owe
us,
us for not protecting us. So they should not be allowed. There should be a law to protect people. They should not be allowed to give people money and then tell them what they can do with it and what they can't do with it.
They are making money hand over fist, because you notice that if they take your Social Security, they take somebody's pension that they earned from a company to pay for the nursing home. Now, this is what I don't get. Why does a rich institution need your measly money and leave you with $50? That don't
make
sense.
It's not only the nursing home. It's every facet of life that we have to deal with.
That's right.
You know, they allow the service dog schools, for instance, to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, keep the money, and never give the blind person, disabled person, the dog.
That's right.
They allow that to happen. And the schools aren't even licensed to train a dog. So there's another way. Don't interrupt me, please. They're using money to control us. See? Now, why won't they license the schools? Why won't they put in regulations? You know, the schools take our application.
Mm-hmm.
They'll raise anywhere from 50 to 100 grand based on that application. And, they'll decide whether you're going to get the dog or not. Most people, I believe, are denied, or more people are denied than get a dog. So they keep the money. Now, the government allows them to do that. So they're controlling us that way, too. We have to let the schools use our application to raise all that money with no guarantee that we're going to get a dog, and on top of it, no law to protect you. Think about that. And the government allows them to register with them, federal ID number, tax exempt, the whole nine yards. And they're using that situation to control us. Same with the nursing homes. Same with the ADA enforcement. There's no enforcement. They refuse to put up money for enforcement. What was it? Bahamundi told me that the centers in the Justice Department where you call for a complaint, nobody is hardly ever there to answer the phone. They're not putting money up to help us. They're using it to control us. And then this stupid business about the spend down. I mean, that is the most horrible program that has ever been on this planet. Spend down. How the hell can you spend down when you didn't even spend up? It's stupid. It's ridiculous. Spend down what?
What was it?
$800 a month?
Spend down. It's $787. You have to go down to for you to have a home care aid. You have to pay for your Medicaid and care. Yep.
Yeah. They're using the money to control us. They're not giving you that money because they care about you. If they were, they would say, hey, you know, here's the money. Use it for your medical. Don't worry about the spend down and all that stuff. You know? So when you really analyze it, it's control. It's the same damn thing with the Section 8.
Mm-hmm.
All these agencies that operate this Section 8. The money comes from the federal government. But the agencies, there are agencies set up in every county to operate the Section 8. Now, why the hell do you need that? Why can't the government just send a damn check to the landlord? Why do you need waste all that money? See? That's another form of control. They're using the money to control us.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, they raise your rent. There's nothing you can do about it. That's control. It's all about control with the money. I realized that for the first time in doing this show. You know, leave our money alone.
Yeah.
I want to do a couple of commercials, but I want to talk about how it should be. When we come back, in a sight. And, Big East, the Key to Rescue helps us to keep this show on the air. We thank them for that. 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Key to Lady. Tom's River, New Jersey. And thanks for the little bear, the Akita. All right, you need dog food, cat food. Nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary had a nice conversation with him the other night. 631-484-3085. You want to dial him up, find out what kind of food he's got, and he'd be glad to help you. And he also does veterinarian services when he's able to. 484-3085, 631. I want to thank all our friends, William Byrne and his company.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want me to mention the company, but He didn't say I couldn't say his name. So thank you, Bill, for the donations. Suffolk Bus Corp, our friends over there, John Corrado, my buddy, and all the executives over there, Tom McAteer, Ray Grimaldi. And, you know, thank them for their yearly gift to keep Inner Sight going. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Any information you need on advocacy or legislation or, you know, what your rights are, don't expect too much power behind that, but at least, you know, you can get some info. 631-880-7929, SILO. Thank them for their contribution to Inner Sight. All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And my buddy over there helping Inner Sight. Thank you so much. He's right next to another guy who helps us, the Islip Cleaners, my buddy Danny.
Oh, yeah.
His dad is visually impaired.
Oh, that's so sweet that he helps.
So, got a few friends around, and we intend to do a lot of great things this year. How about the Able News? You want to wing that?
Yeah, I'm gonna
get the
put
Able
it on.
News. Inner Sight on air, live.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. Talking tonight about leave our money alone. And it's so true. You know, if this government really wanted to help us, if they really cared about us, you know, they would get rid of all this stupid criteria. They would do their best to keep people in their own home. They would allow the agencies to come in and start raising money. They would allow Inner Sight and all the other agencies to get together and create a telethon to raise big money to take a lot of the burden off the government. And in addition to that, they would say to us, hey, we give you a check, whatever it is, it's figured out, you know, you work for it or whatever it is, don't worry about it. You do whatever, you know, if you can get a little job or something, don't worry about what you make. You get this check for as long as you're disabled. That should be their attitude.
That's right.
And that's how they should treat us.
May I interject a second? You have the disabled who don't make that much money, and if you, you know, give them a job, at least they feel productive, and they're making a little bit more money so they could pay for the equipment, you know, that they normally use. Right now, things are very expensive, and it's, you know, the bare necessities that are even, you know, expensive. We have a higher cost than your average person, you know, usually.
Well,
so it's
if the government would allow these agencies to raise the money, you wouldn't have to pay for anything.
That's true.
Including your housing.
That's right.
You know? I mean, the federal government could cut that in half.
Right. Frank,
you know?
pardon me, we have Anthony and we had Louis, but he probably realized he was on a, you know, Thursday instead of Friday. But anyway, we have Anthony from Brooklyn waiting.
All right. But the way this whole thing should operate is the only thing that they should want to make sure of is that we're disabled.
That's right.
You know, that's the main thing. See, but what they're doing now is they're making sure that you're disabled. They many times put you through holy hell to prove it, you know. But they're taking that and they're using it to their advantage. And they're using it to control us with this money situation. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, you make a few bucks, we gotta cut your check. You live long enough, you got to go in a nursing home, you got to give us most of your money. You know? That is crazy. That's control.
Yeah.
They're using the money to control us. There have been movies made like that. Remember that movie Arthur?
Yeah. There's
Dudley
one actually
Moore.
About the nursing homes, too. It's called I Care a Lot. And it's a movie about how the system of they did a parody on this the nursing home system and how they look at people, you know.
Yeah, but
you know,
hold on, you jumped off the subject. I'm talking about in the movie Arthur, grandmother gave this guy money. She was very very wealthy woman, but she only gave him the money if she could control him.
Right.
Then she cut it off.
Right.
That's what the government does to us.
Yeah.
They control us with that money that they give us every month. Now, there should be no strings attached. The agency should be mandated to be involved. You know, every disabled person who wants to would be able to volunteer to help raise the money, you know, and the agency would get a cut of that in accordance with fundraisers, and the money would be put into a fund for a specific purpose. That's how the thing should run.
Yeah.
That way, nobody's controlled. It would benefit the government because it would be a lot easier for somebody to get a job that way. You wouldn't have to worry about, oh, they're going to cut my check, they're going to do this, I can't do that, I got to make out this form, that form. Ah, come on, man, you know. My grandpa would have said, got some ghoul.
That's right.
I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing. First they make everything non-accessible, then they punish us with control with this money.
Right?
I mean, that is horrible.
The best
it's stupid and it's horrible. And it how does it make you think about politicians? Then you go to them for help because you've been denied essentials, you know. Take the most, to me, the most horrible service dog. You've been denied a service dog. You go to them for help. They've allowed the agencies to raise all that money, and they don't do a damn thing about it. What is that? They're controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you, let's say you're like me, a blind guy who needs a dog. And they wouldn't give me one. And I learned to train them on my own. So then they turn around and they allow the schools to butt in to your dog's medical instead of saying, and you know, this crap about, oh, the schools didn't do it. That's a bunch of bull. If they didn't do it, then why don't they go to the animal medical and say, look, this guy's blind. We know him. We've given him a dog before. Check the dog out. We believe it's a guide dog. Give him the medical. Can anybody explain to me why the hell the schools won't do that?
Because they want to keep the money, all of it.
Right. And it's belligerent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible. And the politicians don't do a damn thing about it. I've been through hell and high water with these politicians.
I experienced it, like
the
I told you.
The latest one, my own congressman. He calls himself my congressman. If I ever meet him, I'm going to say, you're not my congressman. You're a jackass. Get away from me. You think I won't?
No, I know you will. I'm just laughing at what you
damn
said.
Damn right I
it
will.
It sounds good. I know you will.
He hasn't done a damn thing.
No, he hasn't.
I told him, amend the ADA.
That's what he needs to do.
How can you lose if you're going to amend the ADA to protect a blind person who's denied a guide dog?
Yeah.
Who's going to fault him for that?
Nobody.
Not the disabled.
Nope.
Not the human rights people.
They've been trying to get that for years.
Not the lawyers, not the judges.
No, everybody is happy, including the people who don't have to pay as much taxes on certain things.
I mean, maybe the damn thing won't even pass, but he won't even do it.
Yeah, I know. He's my, what do you call,
if he did it,
congressman also, you know.
Yeah, good luck. If he did it, you'd have something to fight for.
Yeah.
You know? Give us something to fight for. Do it.
That's right.
You know, do it. Announce it in the news conference, and we'll fight it.
That's
you
right.
Wanna.
You're not familiar with it? Just leave it with the advocates. The advocates live
they
it day
won't
to day.
Even do it.
Won't even do that. I know.
That's your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's evil.
That's one of our
That's
enemies.
That's not care.
Many.
That's controlling people.
Yeah. We also have the lobbies that want to control us by controlling the nursing homes, and it's really gotten to be, you know, horrible. Just because you're in a situation that you work in a nursing home, you have no right to be controlling the people who work with you or the people who are, quote, residing there. You have no
right.
That's
all about control.
It is, yes.
You're kidding me? Take your money, take your pension,
take your
damn life.
Do you know what I did?
Yeah.
I didn't even ask for my mom's brand new clothes back. I didn't want it. And they said to me, you sure you don't want the new clothes? I said, nope. Keep them for somebody who really needs it. Because I know they're not going to buy them a decent pair of clothes. So I just said, keep my mom's clothes.
Who the hell knows what they did with them? They probably sold them.
Yeah.
You don't know what they do with those clothes.
I told her, give me all the memorabilia, all the things like the pictures that I wanted, all of that. Nothing else. And that's what I got back.
Did you ever get it?
Yes, I did.
Lucky.
My husband went there and it was waiting at the desk for us. So he got it and he left. Nothing else. Nothing else I said to them after that. Yep.
213-816-1650 Inner Sight, talking tonight about this government should leave our money alone. You're going to give us money? Give it to us. Don't give it to us and tell us what to do and control us. I don't go for that crap at all.
I don't go
Hell
for that
no.
at all. How about when I told you how they deal? There's two things that could help me when I'm working. But the two things are very controlling in a way. One of them, it's called Enable Now account. You could raise more money, guess what, for mostly.
That's another bull crap.
I know. I still have to do it. Otherwise, I can't put any money in my account. I have no way of just leaving money in there. It has to be completely
spent
every month.
What they should have done, if they wanted to help you save money, they should have initiated it. Put in $20,000.
That's right. They did when I had a pass plan. And then what they ended up doing, listen,
yeah,
I figured this out, too.
Disaster.
Yeah. No, I had
plan.
Enough money to purchase a vehicle with my pass plan. So then they...
The agency should have raised the damn money. They could have raised it.
That's what they should have done, right? Yeah. Oh, there was more to this.
It's all a bunch
crazy
of bull control.
Yeah, it is. Just for me to get a van so I could work.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
Think about it. Analyze it.
The person who retired had to call for me out of his retirement and say, give her the van. That's what he had to do. I worked on it with her. Give her the van. It took a year to finally get all of that straightened out. A year. That was vested. Now that I can't see that well, I'm dealing with the commission. Oh, my God. I think they both are so bad that
it's
I wish
all
I
about
you know,
control.
Didn't have to. That's it. That's it. When
all
I
right,
said
everybody
I wanted
on
to
the line.
Be, yes. We patiently waiting. It's Anthony.
All right. Anthony from Brooklyn. Inner Sight Live.
Okay, here he comes.
Hi, Frank Kaiser, man. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, good, good.
I'm okay. I had a couple of things I wanted to comment on. The first thing, talking about income, and what was on my mind tonight was how the prices are going up on groceries, but yet the government gives you your food stamps later than you would normally get it, and then you have to survive off of your cash. And then your cash is gone and your food stamps is gone and you have nothing left. The second thing is about this home care thing. You know, it's amazing to me how when they took over, they said that, you know, they would basically try to give everybody some hours but not too much. And they caught a lot of cases by 2 hours. Now, when the nurses come, they tell you most people have 3 hours these days. So you wonder to yourself, how many people will be able to survive like this and for how long?
They don't want them to survive. They
yeah,
want them in
the
nursing home.
That's right.
We know, obviously, the population is aging because we're all going to age and get old.
Right.
So, I mean, the concept of home care was so that you could have someone several hours a day to try to address as many things that you needed during the day until it got late in the evening and, you know, make sure that you were as comfortable as possible and to try to keep you safe in your home, which now they replaced that with a pendant button and said that we can't, you know, provide you any that many hours, get a walker and things like that. So I just wonder, you know, what year the day will come that they'll tell you that everybody's only entitled to an hour a day. Because, I mean, I understand, Suzanne, that, you know, they're paying the aides $15 an hour now and they say everything costs more, blah, blah, blah. But you wonder to yourself, if you're
how
giving most of these...
For?
Yeah, if... they're going to give the aides more money, you know, if the governor signs this bill. And you wonder how much it would really benefit the clients more than, you know, hurt them. And it would turn out to be a kick in the ass because, I mean, if they're going to spend all this money and you're only allowing somebody 3 hours a day, who would want to do that job? And how many aides can you possibly give two cases a day, too. And even if you give two cases a day, they got, what, 6 hours? I mean, you know, how much more could they fit
yeah,
in
let me
make a living?
Let me check from Anthony. They're gonna give that money to agencies.
That's right.
Not to us.
No.
Am I right or wrong?
That's correct.
Right. Not to us, but they're going
right,
to...
Right,
it's going to go in
that
aid salary.
That money is going to go to agencies, and it's going to translate as more control if she signs
that's
it.
Right.
You know,
right,
that's the problem. Why do you need these friggin' agencies? Look at all the money they're wasting.
Yeah, they have
salaries.
Agency.
I don't want to.
You don't need
Frank.
These agencies.
Well, we know that, but they say that people need these agencies because they need a constant supply of people that can be replaced at any time whenever someone can't come or they don't have family or they have an emergency and have to be released from the hospital.
People can find their own people if they have the money to do it.
My
and
two
those
girls,
who can't find their own people can be helped by volunteers to do it.
Right, but these agencies, I had a coordinator, Frank, I'll tell you, you know, who to my face told me that, you know, basically as a disabled person, now I guess this is something that is her opinion and she shouldn't have said, and it's an opinion, so it's, you know, subjective. Opinions are like, you know, rectal cavities, we all have one. But she said that most people wouldn't volunteer to do home care work. All they would basically volunteer to do is go to the store for you. But when it comes to
they
doing the laundry or being committed to it or having to...
If we paid their mortgage.
Right. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we would do and could do if we had the money, Frank, but I mean, and we have a lot of listeners.
All these should be helping us get the damn money.
I kind of feel that we would have to have half the world listening. They don't want to do anything, Frank, because they want to hoard the money for themselves.
They
want to
control us.
Their agencies functioning the way they do.
That's why they give us the money, because they want to control us.
Then it would be less for us. Yeah, and, you know, we wind up broke in the end, and the money is, you know, a lot of people will say, not ours, because it's given to us, it's a handout, and they can cut it from us at any time. I mean, they don't cut it, but, you know, you're not really gaining anything. And,
oh, no, it wouldn't be a handout. You could volunteer to help the agency raise the money. Where's it a handout?
Yeah.
You're working for
it. I agree. If people are... Can do that. Nah, I mean, there'll probably be people that don't want to be bothered with doing that too, who are too sick or too frail. I mean, I don't disagree with you, Frank, but there is a segment of society that has, you know, gotten attached to these agencies being around, and there's going to be a large, you know, lobbying effort of people who want to keep these agencies around and their unions. And, you know, all the people who work for these agencies. So, I mean, it's not going to be, you know, an overnight thing that these agencies are just going to disappear. I mean, you know, they didn't hire all these people for nothing and print all these ID cards and, you know, the payroll and the timesheets and the envelopes and everything that they have.
What a waste of money.
For nothing. No. Frank, they are in love with these companies. They have a fetish with getting cases, and they want to keep them alive. And, you know, war on to those who want to see them closed. And, you know, how dare we? And we have some nerve, and, you know, we're wanting to do something that's taboo. I mean, they'll come in, you know, to a meeting stomping their feet, screaming. I mean, these people who work for these agencies, Frank, stay until their hair is gray and they're walking in on a cane. They are not going to give up these agencies without a fight.
You have to make them. You have to pass a law. You have to have the money to straighten it out.
They believe in them, and they're not into alternative thinking, and, you know, God forbid you want to take, you know, their Mona Lisa off the wall. I mean, you know, that's part of the problem. You can't tell them that there's anything wrong with these agencies. They've been there so long. They're in love with them the same way people are in love with their sweet little puppies. And, you know, they've had them for so many years. And, you know, they made so much money off of it, and these owners, you know.
And look at all the people they've driven into nursing homes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how dare you want to take that away from them, you know what I mean? And you want
to
ruin
what
this. You want to ruin their you know, their entity, their corporate franchise, their love, their, you know, their entrepreneurialism. I mean, you know, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves to think this way, because they don't expect for disabled people to be outspoken.
They're a bunch of
like
evil
this.
Jackasses.
I agree with them. You know what I mean? Okay. And a lot of these people that they,
and calling,
you know,
people and not getting the home health aides to go into the nursing home to help people.
Yeah.
That shows you
there
what they think of us.
I really wonder how many of the agencies, you know, would like that as opposed to the ones that don't, because I know the private ones can and do, but there are a lot of, you know, nursing homes, like I said, that don't want them there, and they give the aides a hard time, but there's probably agencies that don't want their aides going into nursing homes because it's less for the home, and, you know, yeah. they mostly attract cases of people that are at home, you know what I mean, that, you know, you get Medicaid funding, and those cases are easy to get because they know that all these people are going to basically run out of their money because...
Well, the idea would
be
that they're going home.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing, too.
That's what they don't want.
Right. The nursing homes don't want them to go home, and the agencies don't want them to go into the nursing home. But eventually... You know, they do. You have some that go in, some that go out, and some that come back. And, I mean, I like to think that a lot of people have put their relatives back in their homes because they're afraid of them getting
the coronavirus. If they don't want
them
to go into the nursing home, why don't they do something about it? See, that's a bunch of bull right there. I don't believe
that. They don't want to get involved in anything. They just work and have their opinions, but they're not vested into it.
They
want to
keep those people out of the nursing home? Why don't they do something about it?
Yeah.
That's true.
They just, you know, keep them there when their families set them up in a home and things like that. But they'll say,
you know what,
that's up to their families and get involved in personal issues.
About the
yes,
whole
no?
thing, Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
What bothers
yes.
me is that they don't even take into account what's good for the person. They only take into account what's good for their organization. That is what bothers me entirely. And they keep the money. What they should do, okay, if they get money on your behalf and you are capable, you know, with staff and other people, you are able to get home care workers, then they should give you what you need and not take your money and not leave you in a nursing home. They should.
Well, that's the problem, Suzanne, with, you know, depending on somebody who does things, you know, for a job. You know, they're a social worker. They don't do things, you know, with feelings and heart and compassion and care.
Mm-hmm.
They just, this is my job and this is what I'm supposed to do, and I don't really care about that person. He or she isn't my family. So whatever
mm-hmm.
happens to them, happens to them. And you have to remember that a lot of these caseworkers just want open and shut cases, or if it's an agency that has a shortage of cases, they want to keep, you know, people in agencies so that they can keep getting, you know, money from Medicaid for, you know, as long as possible, as much as possible, until the person dies, because they have a vested interest in it. So basically, Suzanne, we're just used as, you know, guinea pigs for, you know, whatever people's interest
all about control.
Is and whatever, yeah, whatever their need is in life. And basically our life, Suzanne, as disabled people, you know, depending on others to carry out certain aspects of life that we can't, because
mm-hmm.
you know, they have to do it for us, whether it's paperwork or care or whatever, you know, depends on others, and you know, we're at society's mercy for that reason, you know, and we're guinea pigs to society, and that's why they love talking about us so much and being involved in our lives and all have an opinion and want to tell us what to do.
Well, I might be a guinea, but I'm not a pig.
Right. I'm a guinea, too, but I'm not a pig. But, you know, they...
Oh,
are
you Italian, Anthony?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're
Calabrese?
Italian.
Right. Yes. But they Calabrese, like
Calabrese, really?
I forgot what part of Italy my you know, grandparents were from. Well,
Calabria,
I'm sorry,
my grandfather.
I said or north?
Mommy, were they from South Italy or north? She's preoccupied right now. I'd have to ask her. We'll find out. But
I never knew you were Italian.
Yes, I am. But, you know, that's what it's all about with them. You know what I mean? that's what our life is all about, mm-hmm. you know. And there are those who take security in knowing that, you know, we're desperate for help sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Or desperate for care, or, you know, desperate for someone to do what we need. And I want this one, I want that one, please send that one. Oh, please take this one off the case, I don't have anybody, I live alone. And that's why they'll tell you, you know, just be thankful that you have somebody, you know, and things like that. I mean, they wouldn't be telling you that if you weren't disabled and they didn't know that you weren't dependent, or if you were paying privately. But, you know, they know that they get Medicaid funding, and you come
and send the local drunken bum over there and say, be thankful you have somebody.
Right. And that's the way they see it. We shall humbly accept our services and just shake our head and say thank you.
If we want more, freak it, you're not getting it. That's what they
say,
basically.
Because, you know, you're old anyway. You've got to expect that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of sad if you think about it, because if you think about these people's mindset, it kind of comes from a feeling that, you know, you're old, society's, you know, tired of you, you're washed up, and they kind of just make you feel like, you know, they're waiting for you to die. I mean, I had an aide who said, oh, no, I won't kill myself for nobody when they get that age. Not me. So that's kind of the way, you know, the way they see it and the way they feel. Oh, they're all, you know, a bunch of whining, moaning, groaning, complaining, groggy, cranky old people. And, you know, that's the way they view our lives. So we're,
the only thing,
you know,
is they were doing the same thing when they were young. So it's not because they're old. Because they're being controlled.
But they say that, you know, they're young and they have their whole life ahead of us, them, and when, you know, you get old and you have to depend on others for care like that, you can't expect that kind of care, because, like I said, they'll always say that we're at the mercy of society. And, you know, I don't agree with that being right, but that's the way I feel, you know, that they see it too. I will never accept that. I don't agree with it, but that's the way it's viewed by the world, Frank.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. We're going to move on with the program, but appreciate your comments.
You're welcome, Frank.
Always.
Thank you, Suzanne. Take
care.
Thank you, Frank. Good night.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night. All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650-842, New York, Inner Sight. And I got almost 113,000 listeners that say that I'm not old.
And what am I?
Right.
Am I old?
Inner Sight is right.
I like that.
Let us
live
our
own life.
You're
not old, and what am I?
Stop tampering with our money. I don't know. Do you consider yourself old?
No.
No, then there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow night, make fun of politics night on the funnies.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, what a regular riot it's going to be.
You would definitely win.
Ralph, can I borrow your bright color tie? Tie? What do you need a tie for? I got to go to work. In the sewer, you're going to wear a tie? Yeah, oh, yeah. I got to wear a tie with a white shirt because my congressman is coming down the sewer. Your congressman is going to be in the sewer with you?
That's his home.
Oh, yeah. He's looking to get reelected. And, you know, the sewer is right outside the big re-election headquarters. So he's going to come down and say hello to us, venisons in the deep. Martin, you are a mental case.
We have
tomorrow night,
to talk.
Politicians, don't ever trust a politician.
You know? From the follies.
You want to know it? You want to know anything good, go ask a dog or a cat. You'll get a better answer.
They'll give you the better answer.
than a politician, believe me.
Astitude.
You know, there's only one thing that a politician will tell you, and that's that another politician tells the truth because it's a lie. I didn't get that right, but
anyway.
But I think people got the point.
That's right.
All right, inner sight. Who's on the line?
Love Drops Louie, waiting for you.
Louie, wait a minute. He was on the other night.
Yeah, I know.
Call back.
Here comes
all right.
Louie. Yeah.
Louie can call anyone. Inner sight.
Hold on. Yeah.
Louie the Lip, live.
All right, here he comes. Hey, Louie.
It's not Friday.
Hello there. This is Louie.
Yeah.
Who, what's tonight's subject on the show tonight? What's
talking
the
about the money, how they want to control our money, the government.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
control
right.
Control our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Wait a minute. I thought today is Thursday. I thought I called on a Friday following. I got the wrong number.
Yeah,
right.
I know you do.
Get
you called on
day.
The wrong night. But that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Don't worry about it. But you'll have to call back in tomorrow night, though.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah.
I want you to imitate... excuse me, Lou. I want you to imitate General MacArthur.
No.
I shall return.
That's right.
Hello. I shall return... This is Rockefeller talking to on the telephone for Inner Sight.
Rockefeller? What about Rocker Girl?
Right, Eisenhower, or what do you say?
Yeah.
I remember the 1970s about the Watergate. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tricky Dick.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, I found the massager in my room someplace.
Oh.
You got the massager?
Use it on your neck, please. On
what?
Your back. Use it on your back.
The massager, and all you need is the girl.
That's right.
Yeah, female.
Yeah, I'm not available. That's the only problem.
Hey, Louie, I got an idea. See, what you go down to the mall. Victoria's Secret's looking for business. See, you go in there.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, a couple of bucks, and you look around and take out the massager and start.
Oh, he'll be gone to jail.
I need something for my girlfriend.
Oh,
no, I gotta get something for his girlfriend.
Yeah, right. They won't do that. They won't
move
a job like that.
Just
call the police.
No,
I want to go to jail right now.
I went to CVS to get some sugar pills because I got real dizzy and I ran out of sugar pills. I needed it because I was dizzy on the wheel. So I said, you know, I had to drive home too. So I went to a pizza place. And parked my van anywhere in this parking lot. It was almost empty. They called the police on me. Seriously.
Oh,
they said
the cops
I was banging
you?
On the door, and I wasn't. I was knocking. I was like, "Hello, anybody?" It was a parking lot, like near one of those famous. I'm not going to promote them because they did a bad job.
Well, when
job
they
to
called
me.
The police, did the police help you?
No, they gave me a ticket. Yeah, they gave me a ticket.
They thought you were, the store might have thought you were a decoy.
Oh, boleto.
I don't know. All I know is they said that they thought they were being robbed.
Hey, Louie. Remember that guy on Jack Benny? And every time Benny said something, that he went, see, sigh, sue. Remember that guy? Mel Blanc.
What, the Jack Benny program?
Yeah.
It's on
Blank.
Antenna TV.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah. Jack Benny program, yes.
Yeah, oh, they actually
all
have
right.
people. Okay, good. I'll watch it.
We'll be with you,
you
tomorrow night with the Follies, Lou.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Suzanne, let me ask you something. Let me, I got to find my massager. You go.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to get a neck massager.
I don't want a neck massager. I'd rather have my husband, he's got strong hands, and he'll give me a good massage if I need it.
Hey, Will, Louie, I got an idea how you can make money, see? You take the massager, you go out on Main Street in a busy corner, and you say, $5 a massage, and they sit down, you go,
and
you get a little stool, you know. This massage helps you. Not to get the virus, it stimulates your glands.
Then I do my back, I do my stomach, I do my leg. Oh, my God.
Don't be touching girls' legs, you'll be in trouble.
Or even anything else, for that matter. Just let the massage hit their back.
Yeah, that's right.
Louie with that massage, the regular riot.
Yes, he is.
I still like my idea with Victoria's Secret.
Standing
you
got to
say bye-bye to Betty White.
Arrested for what he's
doing. Yeah, Betty White. 100, right?
No, she passed away on December 31st. She passed away 99 natural causes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Big animal lover.
You're going to miss Betty White. She's a great, nice actress.
Yes, she did. She's 99 years old, Frank.
Yep.
Yeah. Make sure you turn in tomorrow at 8 tonight or 9 o'clock. I'm going to do Rosanna Dana and Friendly Philosopher. I'm going to do Buffy Casalvo and Pat Cooper in the bathroom with a swab in my hand.
Matt Cooper in the bathroom with all the crooked politicians.
There you go.
No, at a female bathroom.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm too shy, bro. I'm too shy, Suzanne.
You're not shy.
Get out of here.
Get out of here is right. You're not shy at all.
Feel free. Talk to the ladies.
But you're not shy. You're far from it.
We'll see you tomorrow night, Lou. Thanks for calling in.
Take care, Lou.
Okay, I'll be ready tomorrow. It's Rosanna Dana. In her sight.
All right.
Make sure you're ready.
Thank you, Lou.
I'll be ready. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, in her sight. And tonight's show, the money definitely, and you heard Anthony earlier,
mm-hmm.
a good synopsis of the whole thing, all the things that he talked about, all about control.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's all about control. They figured out a way that they can use money to control the disabled population.
Yeah.
And now the thing is, don't let them do it.
No.
Fight them on it. That's why we say, and we've said it, and we'll
keep
repeating, the people in the nursing homes should take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
If your family won't do it, call us. We'll help you do it.
Yeah, we'll help you.
Take a stand. Tell the nursing home, that money belongs to me. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you my Social Security. I can only give you $20 a month. You get the mm-hmm. Medicare, whatever you get. I can give you $20 a month. Fight them on
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
You want help fighting them on it? Call us.
No, we'll sink our teeth into it and enjoy it.
Call us.
To help you.
We'll expose it.
Yes, we will.
If everybody did that, you'd see how fast this whole thing would change. Because what are they going to do to all those people?
Yeah, right.
So don't let them control you. You know, we don't let them control us with the service dog thing. We're out there. We got a petition. We got names.
Yeah.
We're going to go for to get the information on a ballot for the presidential election in 24, a referendum, they call it.
Yep. Or they call it, it's not only a referendum, what the heck is the name of it? It's not that solely, Frank. I just can't remember what else.
Whatever it is. In other words, to let people vote.
Yeah.
You know, vote
proposals.
Yes.
Proposals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vote yes. The service dog school should be licensed. There should be regulations.
And yes,
you should have the
no
right.
More nursing homes. Yeah.
You should have the right to go to court when you're denied a service dog.
That's true.
Well, the nursing homes, you gotta say what's going to replace them. Not that there should be no more. We all know that, but you know. Common sense. Put something in there that's going to help everybody.
Yeah.
You know? So we're looking into that. I want to get that referendum up there on the service dog school. I don't know how many names we need, but we're going to find out.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who's the head of the Republican Club here in Suffolk County. I'm going to call him and see what he knows about it. We got to start now because, you know, these things take time.
Yep, they sure do.
It's going to be like we're running for office or something.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight 213-816-1650. Got a few minutes left. Tomorrow night at the Funnies. Make fun of your local politician.
Make fun of everything, the whole government at this point. That's what I feel like doing.
Yeah.
You know, it really
is. And we'll have Laura and Hardy on that. We'll have Ralph and Ed with the politicians visiting down the sewer. And all other, a lot of politicians belong in the sewer. All right, we'll have a lot more tomorrow night live on Inner Sight. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, co-host, engineer Suzanne, and Louie with the massager. Hey, that massager is going to make a good Follies.
I know.
Hit.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, you ought to bring it on with him.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta hear what it sounds like. That's important.
All right.
I might record.
Inner
that.
Sight. And Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. Inner Sight at pmpmail.com. Go to our website. Go to our website. You can make a donation through the PayPal.
Yeah.
So that would be cool. Help keep this show on the air. It's the only show of its kind.
Sure is.
And we'll keep you posted. We're going to have some more information on where you can get our show up on other websites. Keep you informed on that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Good.
Inner Sight around the world. Tomorrow night, the Funnies right here.
Yay.
Live. And we'll have a lot of fun with all the craziness. We'll tell you how to get rid of bad politicians tomorrow night. Live right here on Inner Sight.
Yes.
All right.
Very important.
Thank you so much. All the
people
listening to our show, climbing higher and higher in numbers. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Very much.
Let it go up to 1,000,000.
That'd be beautiful.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight. Inner,
good night, everyone.
Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.